我们今天要交通的就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
Today we want to share about the faith of Abraham.
所以我们要读几段的圣经。
So we'll read a few passages of the Bible.
我们先来看希伯来书第十一章第一节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
希伯来书十一章第一节。
Hebrew 11 verse 1。
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这个就讲到信心的意思。
This is the meaning of faith.
不管是亚伯拉罕或大卫或者摩西。他们都信心都有这样的性质。
Whether it's Abraham, Moses or David, their faith has this substance.
那我们再来看创世纪第十二章。
Now let's turn back to Genesis chapter 12.
要读第一节到第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地区，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your kindred and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
这是神对亚伯兰的呼召。
This is the calling of Abraham.
是当亚伯兰是在哈兰的时候，神对他说的。
When Abraham was still in Haran, God talked to him.
但是在圣经里头还有一处，神也呼召亚伯拉罕出来。
But in the Bible, there's another passage about God calling Abraham out.
这是在使徒行传第七章。
And this is in Acts chapter 7.
在第七章我们要读第二节到第四节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 4。
斯提凡说，诸位父兄请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波达米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。他就离开加勒底人的之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。
Verse 1. Then the high priest said, Are these things so? And he said, Men and brethren and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was still in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran.And said to him, Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell.
这个地方也是讲到亚伯拉罕蒙神的呼召。
Here we are told about God calling Abraham.
跟这个创世纪第十二章所说的神呼召亚伯拉罕是一样的。
It is very similar to the calling in Genesis 12 verse 1.
但是在时间上不一样。
But it's different in time.
一个是在米索波达米的时候。
This passage is about God calling him in Mesopotamia.
还没有去哈兰。
Before he went to Haran.
创世纪第十二章所记的呢。
In chapter 12 of Genesis.
是在哈兰的时候神对他的呼召。
It was while Abraham was in Haran, God called him.
所以都是呼召。
These are callings.
但是有两次。
But it's twice.
那我们圣经就先读到这里。
These are the passages we'll be reading.
因为我们今天要讲到亚伯兰的信心。
This morning we are talking about the faith of Abraham.
可以说我们基督徒常常是讲信心的。
Christian always talk about faith.
但是有时候我们讲信心的时候就是不是很深的去思想。
But so often we do not think deeply about this topic.
其实信心是一个很大的事情。
Faith is a great thing.
这个在罗马书讲到我们是从信到信。
In the book of Romans, we are told that we are from faith to faith.
我们是在信主的时候，我们是有信心。
When we believe in the Lord, we have faith in us.
那么后面一生中间都是要活在信心里头。
And then the rest of our life, we live in faith.
所以信心是我们在基督徒这一生中间一个很大的事情。
So faith is a very important thing in our Christian life.
那到底基督徒的信心是什么呢？
What is the faith of a Christian?
我们可以从亚伯拉罕信的身上看到一些信心的原则。
We can see some principle in the faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕在神的救赎计划中间有一个非常重要的地位。
Abraham has a very important part in the salvation plan of God.
从亚伯拉罕开始好像神就有一个新的历史。
From Abraham, it seems that God has a new history.
他是犹太民族的父亲。
He is the father of the Jewish nation.
也是唯一一个被称为神的朋友的人。
He is the only person that was called the friend of God.
圣经里头有很多伟人。
In the Bible, there are a lot of great people.
但是称为神的朋友的只有亚伯拉罕一个。
Only Abraham was called the friend of God.
他信神。
He believed God.
为什么神称他为神的朋友呢？
Why did God call him his friend?
这是一个很特别的称呼。
It's a very unusual, very special term.
你想看我们如果跟一个人做朋友的话。
If we are friend of another person.
你称他为朋友。
You call him your friend.
他也称你为朋友。
He will call you his friend.
这个说明中间是有个特别的关系。
So it tells us there is a special relationship.
这个说明他相信神。
Here we are told that he believed God.
神也愿意把自己来交托给他。
And God entrusted himself to Abraham.
所以这个是神的朋友的特点。
So this is a character of the friend of God.
在从创世纪十一章的二十七节开始
，from Genesis chapter 11 verse 27 on，
一直到二十五章的十一节
，to chapter 25 verse 11，
都是记载亚伯拉罕的事情。
We are told of the story of Abraham，
差不多用了13章多一点的篇幅
，is more than 13 chapters。
创世纪一共五十章。
Genesis has 50 chapters.
差不多亚伯拉罕的事情就占了13章。
The history of Abraham occupies 13 chapters.
差不多占了四分之一。
Almost a quarter.
所以这个里面的讲到亚伯拉罕的内容啊是非常丰富而且很生动的。
And that's why we know that, the description of the life of Abraham is very full and very lively.
我们不能够很详细的来思想它里面一些的经历。
We cannot talk about all the experiences.
但是我们可以简略的把他这一生的信心的路程可以分成三个大段。
We can separate his journey of faith into three sections.
第一个从12章到14章。
So from chapter 12 to 14.
是讲到他的呼召。
It talks about his callings.
神呼召他。
God called him.
这就是信心的开始。
This is the beginning of faith.
这是第一段。
This is the first.
用三章的圣经来讲到信心的开始。
Using three chapters to describe the beginning of faith.
讲到神的呼召。
It talks about the calling of God.
第二大段。
The second portion, the second section.
从十五章到二十一章。
Chapters 15 to 21.
是讲到信心的操练。
It's the exercise of faith.
信心有个开始。
Faith has a beginning.
但是信心不停留在开始的地步。
It doesn't stop at the beginning.
信心是活的。
Faith is living.
所以需要操练。
So it needs to be exercised.
需要去学习。
It needs to be learned.
这样信心才能够慢慢的成长。
And the faith can grow.
这个信心的操练主要特点就是神与他立的约。
The character of the growth of faith is the covenant that God made with him.
神多次的重复的说到他跟亚伯拉罕立的约。
God repeated his covenant with Abraham.
所以这个信心的操练是围绕的神给他立的约所发生的事情。
So the exercise of this faith is around the covenant that God made with him.
操练的目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose of this exercise?
操练的目的就达到成熟的地步。
So to exercise, you get to maturity.
不但有开始,
not only you have beginning,
还有操练,
you have this exercise stage,
最后要达到信心的成熟,
and then your faith will mature.
这是讲到十字架。
It talks about the cross.
虽然这个旧约的时候，十字架还没有出来。
Even though in the Old Testament the cross hasn't arrived yet.
但是在亚伯兰的身上，你可以看到这十字架的原则。
But in the life of Abraham, you can see the principle of the cross.
这是从22章到25章的。
And that is from chapter 22 to 25.
所以这个粗略的看起来。
So roughly speaking,
这个亚伯兰的信心这一生的话，是经过几个不同的阶段。So
the faith of Abraham went through these different stages.
我们信了主以后，我们一生也是一条信心的道路。After
we believe in Christ, our whole life is our role of faith.
他亚伯兰所经过这个所有的原则，the
principles that Abraham learned
也是在我们身上也是很实际的。
It is also very practical to our life.
那么今天我们能够来交通的，不可能交通这么多，只能够交通到第一段，就信心的开始。
So we cannot talk about all of this, so this morning we will just concentrate on the very first one, the beginning of faith.
这信心的开始是神呼召，神的呼召开始的。
So the beginning of faith starts from the calling of God.
刚才我们读到使徒行传第七章。
We have read just now Acts chapter 7.
就说在当他住在这个米索波大尼的时候,
when Abraham was still in Mesopotamia,
这就是也是在别的圣经别的地方说是在加勒底的乌尔的时候,
it's also mentioned as the city called Ur in the Chaldeans land.
这个圣经特别提到荣耀的神向他显现。
Here we are told that the God of glory appeared to him.
什么是神的呼召呢?
What is the calling of God?
神的呼召就是神要把他所做的事情来告诉人。The
calling of God is to tell people the work that God is going to do.
要人来看见神所要做的事情。So
that man can see the work of God.
然后人就来参与神所要做的。And
then man can participate in what God is doing.
这是呼召的意思。
So this is the meaning of calling.
所以这件事情神要做的事情是很荣耀的事情。
The work that God is going to do is very glorious.
所以使徒行传说荣耀的神向他显现。So
that's why Acts says the glory of the God of glory appeared to him.
所以神让亚伯拉罕看见神所要做的。So
Abraham can see the work of God.
神有一个里头 心里头有一个工作,
in the heart of God, there's a work that he wants to do.
他要不但他自己做, 他也要人看见跟他一块来做。
Not only that he wants to do the work, he wants men to see it and also participate in this work.
不但神是荣耀的,
not only our God is glorious,
荣耀他的工作也是荣耀的。
His work is also glorious.
他的目的也是荣耀的。
His purpose is also glorious.
不但神自己是荣耀的,
not only him is glorious,
他也呼召一些人能够来一同享受他的荣耀。
He also wants to call men to participate in his glory.
这是神的爱。
This is his love.
神的拣选。
This is the choosing of God.
所以圣经常提到神在创世以前就在基督里拣选了我们。
So the Bible tells us that in the before the foundation of the world, God has already called us.
但是等到在时间里头，他就来呼召我们。So
when time comes, He calls.
所以我们不是说我们相信主耶稣。Not
only we do not only say that when we believe in the Lord,
我们来服侍神,
that we come and serve Him.
不是我们自告奋勇。Not
not that we are a volunteer.
乃是神先主动的。But
it is God who do the work first.
人的责任呢，就是来答应神的呼召。
Our responsibility is to respond to his calling.
你不管这个人的条件怎么样。
It doesn't matter what qualification you have.
不是说这个人很好了，神在呼召他。
It's not that because this is a very good person, therefore God call him.
我们知道亚伯拉罕虽然是说是信心的伟人。
Even though Abraham is a giant of faith,
但是我们看见他也有很多的软弱跟失败。
We can also see that he has weaknesses and failures.
所以神拣选的、呼召的不是非常好的人。
The people that God called is not necessarily the best people.
这是一般的普通的人。
It is the normal people.
有不同的软弱。
They have different kind of weaknesses.
也会经过不同的失败。
And they have different failures.
但是神就要呼召这样的人。
But God wants to call this kind of people.
因为他不但是拣选。
Not only that he chooses us.
他而且能够招呼人、呼召人来，在人身上做工作，使他达到神的目的。
He also called us and then he worked in us so that we can achieve his purpose.
但是我们看到亚伯兰的呼召蒙召是两次。
But we can see that Abraham was called twice.
第一次是在加勒底的乌尔。
First time when he was still in the city of Ur in the land of Chaldean.
就是他的老家了。
His native country.
那么荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to him.
在第一创世纪第十一章就讲到那亚伯拉罕就跟着他的父亲，就从乌尔离开乌尔，到这个哈兰就住下来了。
And in chapter 12 of Genesis, we are told that Abraham went with his father to the city of Haran, and he dwelt there.
那么就住了一段时间，后来他父亲死了。
They dwelt there for a while, and then his father passed away.
那么就看到第十二章，神有第二次的呼召他。
And then in chapter 12, we are told that God called him again.
那么他才从哈兰离开哈兰，往迦南地这个地方去。
Then he left Haran and then went to the land of Canaan.
所以看到这有两次的呼召。
So we are told that there are two callings.
第一次是神的吩咐。
The first time God commanded him.
神的荣耀吸引他。
The glory of God attracted him.
他就愿意离开这加勒底的乌尔。
So he was willing to leave the city of Ur.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
因为他的父亲跟他在一起出来。
Because his father came out with him.
那为什么在哈兰他就住下来了呢？
Why did he stop at Haran?
可能他的父亲不愿意再继续的往前走。
Maybe his father doesn't want to continue with the journey.
所以亚伯拉罕就在哈兰就住下来了。
So Abraham stayed in Haran.
但是哈兰不是神所要他去的地方。
But Haran was not the city that God wanted him to stay.
只是一个中间经过的地方。
It is just a middle point.
他神要他去的，神心中是在迦南。
But in the heart of God,God wants him to dwell in the land of Canaan.
所以神又在哈兰这个地方叫他再呼召他，叫他离开哈兰到迦南地区。
Therefore, in the city of Haran, God appeared to him again and called him again to go to the land of Canaan.
所以在创世纪第十二章不但有神的吩咐。
So in chapter 12 of Genesis, not only is there a command from God,
而且还有神宝贵的应许。
And there's also the promise of God.
神对他说，
God said to him,
他说我必叫你成为大国。
I will make you a great nation.
我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。
I will bless you and make your name great.
我要叫别人你也要叫别人得福。
And you shall be a blessing to others.
看到在第二次神在呼召他的时候，神就给他这样重要的应许。
The second time when God called him, God also gave him this great promise.
我就在思想，是不是神呼召我们所以也有两次的呼召。
I'm thinking, does God always call us twice?
因为这个圣经没有很详细的记载。
The Bible is not clear on this point.
好像有些人呢，是神一次的呼召，他就一次的就跟随神到所要做的事情。
It seems that sometimes God calls a person, and then he immediately responds, and he will do the work that God called him to do.
这好像就比较少一些。
These are rare.
好像这个保罗就是神呼召他一次，他就一生 就没有违背他所看见的意象。
For example, Paul, God called him once, and he never disobeyed this calling.
这个好像我们看起来就神呼召他一次。
So it seems that God called him once.
但是在亚伯拉罕身上，我们看到他神呼召他两次。
But in the life of Abraham, we see God called him twice.
这又是为什么原因呢
？So what's the reason?
但是在圣经里头也有其他的。这样的记载
In the Bible there are other descriptions like that
好像像彼得
like Peter
在约翰福音你看到第一章看到当他的兄弟安德烈把他带去见耶稣的时候
In chapter 1 of John we were told that when his brother Andrew brought Peter to see Jesus
那么他就跟随了基督了
And then he followed Christ
但是我们看到在路加福音第五章
But in chapter 5 of Luke
当耶稣在他的船上在命令他叫他在船上撒网打鱼
So when Jesus was on his boat and commanded him to put the net in the water
本来他们一天晚上昨天晚上什么鱼都没打着
Because the night before they couldn't find any fish
但当他听了耶稣的话上打上的鱼一个船都装不下
But he listened to the Lord and he cast the net and he got a lot of fish
这个事情应该是在约翰福音第一章以后的事情了
This particular incident appeared after John, first chapter of John
然后彼得就说主啊离开我我是个罪人
And then Peter said to the Lord Depart from me because I'm a sinner
那么主耶稣跟他说以后你要得人如得鱼一样
And then the Lord said to him, "You will be a fisherman of men."
然后彼得就撇下这个鱼，撇下这个船，就来跟随耶稣了。
And then Peter forsaken his boat, to follow Jesus.
好像这个彼得也是有这个两次的呼召。
It seems like Peter also received two callings.
在新的圣经里头，马可福音第八章
，In Mark chapter 8,
当耶稣医好一个瞎子。
When the Lord healed a blind person,
他就问这瞎子，你看见什么？
So he asked him, what do you see?
本来他一点看都看不见的。
Initially he couldn't see a thing.
后来这个瞎子说，我看见人好像树一样的，而且还在走路。
Then the blind person said, now I see men like trees, they can walk though.
然后耶稣又按手在他身上。
And then Jesus laid his hand on him again.
这下这个瞎子说，我样样都看见了
And then this time this blind person said Now I can see everything
好像他第一次的话是看见一点但是模模糊糊
The first time he see a little bit
但是第二次他就说样样都看见了
But the second time he can see everything
我想如果神呼召我们有两次的呼召
If God calls twice
很可能是神体恤我们的软弱
Very probably God is very mindful of our weakness.
知道我们一次不能够走上去。
Knowing that when he calls once, we couldn't just follow him.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
我们是愿意来跟随主。
Yes, we are willing to follow the Lord.
我们也愿意来答应神的呼召。
Yes, we are willing to answer to his calling.
但是真正答应完了以后，我们肉体是有软弱。
But even though we are willing to answer his calling, but our physical person is weak.
所以我们没有立刻就能跟上去。
We couldn't immediately follow him completely.
所以神还要第二次再呼召我们。
So God calls twice.
或者呢，我们对主的认识一开始还是很有限。
Maybe because our understanding of the Lord is very limited initially.
和看见人像看见树一样的。
It's like when we see man like seeing a tree.
所以神需要第二次更多的启示，叫我们能够认识他。
Therefore, God need to give us another revelation or vision.
所以我们如果有两次的蒙召啊，也不是非常特别、非常稀奇的事情。
So if God calls twice, it's not something that is unusual.
但是无论如何，只要有第一次的呼召。就会有第一次的呼召，就会有第二次的呼召。
So, but nevertheless, when there is a calling, there will be followed by a second calling.
如果我们能答应第一次的呼召，
If we can answer to the first calling,
即使我们在这段阶段走得不太好，做得不太好。
Even though maybe we are weak and we couldn't do as good as the Lord wants us to,
但是神是有爱，他有忍耐，他能够帮助我们再继续的往前的。
God has love and He is patient with us. He can continue to lead us to go on.
所以我自己觉得也有这样的一个经过。
So I feel that this, it is normal to have this experience.
我们的信主得救是神第一次的呼召我们。
When we are saved, this is the first calling that God has given us.
但是当我们信了主 得救以后，
After we are saved,
我们心里头都很火热。
Our heart is filled with fire.
我当时也很火热。
At the time, when I was saved, I was very, hard pursuing the Lord as well.
我跟神祷告说，
I pray to God.
无论神叫我到什么地方去，我都愿意去。
No matter where God send me, I will follow Him.
神叫我做什么，我都愿意做。
No matter what God want me to do, I will follow Him.
我答应神的呼召。
I answer to His calling.
但是过了一段时间，
But after a while,
这个环境困难。
And the situation gets tough.
人有软弱，
Men have weakness.
这样的就慢慢在灵里头就下来了。
And then we will slowly get cold.
落在这些的 艰难困苦里头。
When we are in trials and in difficulties.
但是感谢神，
But I thank the Lord.
他没有离开我，没有放弃我。
He had not forsaken me or given up on me.
而且借着各样所遇到的事情，
But through the different things that I encounter,
在经历神的信实，经历神的爱，
I can experience His faithfulness and His love.
所以等到后来我再回来的时候，
So when I return,
到我的灵里头再起来的时候，
When I awaken in my spirit,
我就真正能够体会到约伯所说过的话。
I can then understand the words of Job.
过去我是听闻有你，现在我却是亲眼看见你。
In the past, I only heard about you. Now I can see you with my own eyes.
这个就是神第二次，再次用他的爱，用他的荣耀，再来吸引我。
So this is the second time when God uses love to attract me.
所以我相信。
So I believe.
神呼召我们，神一定能够来得到我们。
When God calls us, He will obtain us.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要来常常思想到神的呼召。
Let's continuously meditate on God's calling.
我们能够信主得救，
We can believe the Lord and be saved.
就是因为你答应了神的呼召。
Because you answer to His calling.
耶稣说，凡是劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。
So the Lord said, if you have a heavy burden and have a heavy load,
他叫我们到他面前来。
He asked us to come to Him.
当我们来到他的面前，
When we come to His presence,
我们就得到安息。
We will receive grace.
我们就得到主的恩典。
We will receive His rest and His grace.
神，每个人都是神所呼召的。
Everyone is called by the Lord.
但是不是每个人都能答应神的呼召。
Not everyone can answer to His calling.
所以我们能够信主，实在是神的拣选，也实在是神的恩典。
We can believe the Lord, it is His grace and also His election.
所以我们信了主以后，要常常想到，神既然呼召我们，我们就要答应他的呼召，要按照他的意思来走前面的道路。
After we are saved, we should always meditate on His calling, we should answer to His calling and to follow Him.
那下面我们来看一看，这信心的对象就是神。
Well, now we want to see that the object or the goal of our faith is God Himself.
信心这条路就是来经历神。
So this role of faith is to experience God.
那么亚伯拉罕离开哈兰以后，他就来到迦南。
After Abraham left Haran, he arrived at the land of Canaan.
在创世纪第十二章说，
In chapter 12 of Genesis,
第六节。
Verse 6,
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方。
Abraham passed through the land to the place of Sichem.
亚伯兰所到的迦南地第一个地方叫做示剑。
The first place that Abraham visited in the land of Canaan is Sichem.
示剑的名字的意思就是尖头的意思，修的。
The meaning of this word sichem is our shoulder.
有这个肩头就是神负责的意思。
The meaning of shoulder is God is responsible.
我们中国人常常有这样话，你这个有没有这个，好像你有没有这个担负哈，肩膀啊的意思。
So Chinese people always say, "Do you have a load on your shoulder?"
如果你能够担起的事情，就是你是负责责任的。
If you are shouldering certain things, that means you are responsible for that thing.
所以第一个地方是到了事件，就是神要负责。
So the first place he visited is Shechem. That means God is shouldering him.
迦南地对亚伯兰说是一个生疏陌生的地方。
The land of Canaan is a foreign place to him.
会遇到什么事情？
What will he encounter?
会遇到什么样的人？
Who will he encounter?
会发生什么事情？
What things will he encounter?
他一点都不知道。
He doesn't know any of this.
他就听神的话。
He listened to God.
神叫他来，他就来了。
God asked him to go, he go.
但怎么办呢？
But what is he going to do?
神负责。
God is responsible.
所以我们也是这样情形。
We is the same to us.
我就不知道我来到加拿大以后会发生什么事情。
I don't know what will happen to me when I come to Canada.
你也不知道到香港你会发生什么事情。
I don't know what will happen to me when I go to Hong Kong.
但是我们可以放心。
But we can rest assured.
神负责。
God is responsible.
神知道我们的情形。
God knows our condition.
神也知道我们要去那个地方会有什么情形。
God knows what we will encounter in that new place.
我们就跟着神，听神的话，往前走就可以了。
We'll follow God and just go ahead.
第二个地方
，the second place
底下说，亚伯拉，又第八节迁到伯得利东边的山，支搭帐篷，那么在那个地方做了一座坛，开始求告耶和华的名。
In verse 8, we were told that now Abraham moved to a place called Bethel. There he built an altar to worship God.
第二个地方就是伯特利。
So this second place is called Bethel.
在那个地方，亚伯兰筑坛来求告耶和华的名。
There Abraham built an altar to seek the name of the Lord.
伯特利就是意思就是神的家。
The meaning of Bethel is the house of God.
神的家。
The home of God.
前面说神负责他的一切。
Initially God said he is responsible for everything.
就是要把他领到神的家。
It is to lead him to the home of God.
神负责他的一切，不是叫他在世界上能够有发达。
When God is responsible, doesn't mean that God will make him a wealthy person.
神负责我们，不是叫我们在地上能够得到什么成功，或者有什么伟大的事情。
God is responsible doesn't mean that God will make us great or make us wealthy.
他负责我们一切，就是为了把我们领到他的家。
When he said he is responsible, that means that he will lead us to his home.
在那个地方来敬拜神。
And there we can worship God.
在那个地方来求告神的名。
And there we can seek the name of the Lord.
来亲近他。
And we can draw closer to
him. 神负责我们一切，就是把我们领到他的家。
So when God is responsible, that means God will lead us to his home.
领到他的面前。
Lead us to his presence.
除了这以外，神不领我们到别的地方去。
God will not lead us to anywhere else.
然后我们看到慢慢的亚伯兰呢到第三个地方了。
Now we can see that Abraham moved to a third place.
在第十三章的第十八节。
Chapter 13 verse 18.
亚伯兰搬了帐篷来到希伯伦。
And Abraham moved to Haran, Hebron.
在前面讲到他跟罗德分开。
Before this place, we were told that he was separated from his nephew called Lot.
罗德也是搬了帐篷搬到索多玛去了。
Lot also moved his tent, but he moved to Sodom.
但是亚伯拉罕是搬他的帐篷搬到希伯伦了。
But Abraham moved his tent to Hebron.
希伯伦就是一个同伴陪伴的意思。
The meaning of Hebron is to be companion with.
有交通的意思。
There's fellowship with.
他把他领到神的家。
When God led him to the home of God,
他就在神的家里头 不断地跟神有交通。
So at the home of God, he can continuously have fellowship with God.
希伯伦是一个比较高的地方。
Hebron is a high place.
所以他也是在高处能够跟神有更多的亲近。
So it means that he can have more fellowship with God in a high place.
那希伯伦也是一个堡垒的意思。
Hebron is also a fortress.
这个也受到神的保护。
It talks about God's protection.
所以这个你看他一步一步的去了不同的地方。
So you can see that step by step he's going to different places.
这就是在信心的这条路上他不断来经历神。
So in other words, this path of faith, we continuously to experience God.
经历到神是负责他的一切。
Experience that God is responsible.
经历到神这个地方是他的家。
Experience that this place is God's home.
经历到神是他的同伴。
He can also experience that God is his companion.
是他的保护。
God is his protection.
所以这个信心的道路是一个很宝贵的。
So this path of faith is very precious.
我们在下面看到第十三章的时候呢，就看到信心的路也是把它分别归给神这样的经历。
In chapter 13, we can also see that the path of faith is also a path of separation so that he belongs to God.
所以第十三章讲到他跟罗德分开。
So in chapter 13, we can see that Abraham and Lot were separated.
这是一个对亚伯兰说一个很难的一个经历。
It is a difficult experience to Abraham.
因为当时亚伯拉罕还没有儿子。
Abraham did not have a son at the time.
罗德是他的侄子。
Lot is his nephew.
好像罗德就像他的儿子一样的。
So Lot was actually like a son to him.
现在是一块出来了。
They came out together,
但是却不能住在一起。
But they cannot dwell together.
当他跟罗德分开以后，
When Abraham and Lot were separated,
他没有什么亲人在他旁边。
He has no more relatives with him.
这个是对一个人，一个年纪大的人啊，是相当难过的事情。
This is very sad for an older person.
而且他们在分开的时候，
When they were separated,
罗德捡了最最好的。
Lord chose the best land.
这个好的就在罗德看起来是最好的。
In the eyes of Lord, this is the best land.
他看见一个约旦河的平原。
He saw the plain of Jordan.
这个平原好像耶和华的园子 ,the garden.
It's like the garden of the Lord.
也像埃及那样的繁华那样的好。
It's also like as prosperous as Egypt.
罗德并没有说哎你是我的 uncle。好的 你应该先来拣选。
Lord did not say that this is, you are older, so therefore you choose first.
Lord 一点也不客气把最好的拿走了。
But Lord didn't care, he just took the best.
剩下的 Lord, 亚伯兰还能得到什么呢？
What is left for Abraham then?
他没有想到罗德会这么做的。
He never expected Lord to do something like that to him.
在哈兰的时候他跟他父亲跟罗德在一起。
In Haran, he was dwelling with his father and Lot.
后来在哈兰，他的父亲离开了。
In Haran, his father passed away.
现在到了迦南。
Now in the land of Canaan,
罗德也离开了。
Lot also left him.
实在是好像是一个人一个人都离开了。
So one by one, they all left him.
但是当在罗德离开他以后
，After Lot left him.
神向亚伯兰显现。
God appeared to Abraham again.
就告诉他说。
And he said to him.
他说凡是你所看的这一切地。
All the land that you can see.
神都要赐给他。
That God will give him.
不但是给他地。
Not only give him land.
在十六节也说他要叫他的后裔如地上的尘沙那么多。
And I will make the number of descendants like the dust of the earth.
神再次跟亚伯拉罕说到他给他的应许。
God reminded him of the promise that God has given him.
所以他就搬到希伯伦，跟神有更深入的交通。
Therefore, he moved to Hebron where he has more fellowship with God.
那我们就看到第十四章了。
Now, we are in chapter 14.
在前面我们看到亚伯拉罕他不依靠自己。
In the previous chapter, Abraham did not rely on himself.
他跟罗德分开。
he was separated from Lot.
他不是以世上的这些地这些产业为他的满足。
He does not take the inheritance of the land to be his satisfaction.
他以神作为他的产业。
He made God his inheritance.
以神作为他的满足。
God be his satisfaction.
所以到第十四章我们就看到这个信心也在征战中间能够支取神的能力。
So in chapter 14, we can see that in the trial of faith, in the battle of faith, he can draw strength from the Lord.
那么这十四章的事实我们就不用讲了，我想弟兄姊妹你们都知道的。
I'm sure you understand the content of chapter 14.
他能够胜过这四个王。
He can defeat these four kings.
当时有四个王跟五个王在征战。
At that time, there were four kings fighting five kings.
亚伯拉罕没有站在哪一边。
Abraham did not take sides.
他也没有去参与这个战争。
He did not take part in the war.
因为这世界上的人为了争权夺利，他们打来打打去的话，神的儿女你不需要去管的。
When the people of the world fighting each other for their own benefit, the children of God should not need to be concerned.
当他听到罗德被这个四个王掳去了。
But when he heard that Lot was captured by the four kings,
他就起来了。
He rose up.
他就带了他那么三百多人的人，带了其他的人去跟这四个王打仗。
So he took his 300 men to fight the four kings.
所以你看到亚伯拉罕有的时候是很安静的，很和平的。
Sometimes you can see that Abraham was very quiet.
但是有的时候他会带人起来征战。
But other times he also bring people to fight.
当罗德兴旺发达的时候啊，亚伯拉罕不用去管他的。
When Lot was prosperous, Abraham doesn't need to worry about him.
等是当他有难处的时候。
But when he has difficulty,
亚伯拉罕就不能够坐视不管了。
Then Abraham could not just sit still.
因为他是他的亲属。
This is a relative of him.
亚伯拉罕有一个责任。
Abraham has the responsibility.
就是他要关心他的亲属。
He need to care for his relatives.
虽然罗德对他也不怎么样。
Even though Lot wasn't too good to him.
但是他是他的亲属。
But Lot was his relative.
所以当我们一些亲戚朋友，
So when our friends and relatives
在发达的时候，你不需要为他做什么的。
When they are in good time, you don't need to worry too much about them.
但是当他有难处的时候
，But when they have difficulties,
当他得到一个非常重的病的时候
，Or when they are in great sickness,
或者当他离开主的时候
，Or when they departed from the Lord,
我们弟兄姊妹应该关心这样的事情。
We should care about these things.
有的弟兄姊妹可能离开我们有好多年了。
Maybe there is a brother or sister who have already left us for many years.
他们不但离开我们，可能他们也落在失恋困苦的当中。
Not only they are away from us, they are also in difficulties.
甚至也可以心灰意冷，都离开了主了。
Maybe they are so depressed they left the Lord.
但是还是我们的弟兄姊妹。
But they are still our brother or sister.
我们还要关心他。
We should still care for them.
这个就是亚伯拉罕所做的事情。
This is what Abraham did.
那我们看见他就带了三百多人去打这四个王。
So he took 300 men to fight the four kings.
当然还有其他的跟他的一起的这个结盟的这个军队。
And there are also armies soldiers with him.
但是不管怎么样，你人还是非常少的。
But no matter what, 300 men are very few.
你再加上个几百个人还是很少的。
Even though with all the soldiers, it's still very few.
但是他竟能够打败这四个王的军队。
He can still defeat the army of the four kings.
这是一个大的得胜。
This is a great victory.
把所有被掳的人跟财物都给抢回来。
All the people that were captured, now he recaptured them.
这是一个大的得胜。
This is a great victory.
但是还不止这一次。
Not only this time.
接下来还有一次更大的得胜。
And then there's another more tremendous victory.
所以当他回来以后,
when he returned,
所多玛的王就对亚伯拉罕说,
the king of Sodom said to Abraham,
你把人给我, 我就把, 这个财物呢, 你都可以拿去。
You give me back all my people, but you can keep all our treasures.
亚伯兰说不要,
but Abraham said no.
你的东西我都不要。
I will not take any of your stuff.
就是你一根线, 一根鞋带, 我都不要。
A string or a shoelace, I will not take.
免得你说, 是我使亚伯拉罕富足的。
I don't want you to say that you make me rich.
为什么他能够轻看所多玛王的这些财物呢?
How can he look down upon the treasures of King Sodom?
我们不能够忽略在这个事情以前有一个事情发生。
Let's not forget that there is an event occurred before this.
因为当他打败这个四个王回来的时候,
Before he defeated the four kings,
有麦基洗德撒朗王带了饼和酒出来迎接他。
There was Melchizedek, king of Salem, bringing out bread and wine to him.
他为亚伯拉罕祝福。
He blessed Abraham.
所以这个因为有这样的原因,
because of this,
他就能够拒绝所多玛给他的一切财物。
So he can refuse the treasure from the king of Sodom.
这个麦基洗德,
this Melchizedek,
我们可以看到在圣经里说到他是预表耶稣基督。
We can see from the Bible that he is a type of Jesus Christ.
他不是耶稣,
he's not Jesus Christ.
但是他是预表耶稣基督。
But he is a type of Jesus Christ.
他是至高神的祭司。
He is the priest of the high God.
所以他为亚伯拉罕祝福。
So he blessed Abraham.
亚伯拉罕得到他的祝福。
Abraham received the blessing from him.
而且得到他给他的饼和酒。
He also received the wine and the bread from him.
所以他就能够轻视世上这一切的财物。
So that he can look lightly on the treasures of this world.
所以当一个人能够得到基督给他的东西,
when a person received what Christ given him,
基督作为他的供应, 作为他的满足,
Christ becoming his supply and his satisfaction,
他就能够轻视世界上一切的富贵。
He can look lightly on the treasures of the world.
他也能够跟亚伯拉罕一样的说,
He can also say the same thing with Abraham.
你的一根线, 我都不要。
I will not take even a thread from you.
我们也能够拒绝世界要给我们的一切的好处。
We can refuse all the good things the world is trying to give us.
如果不是神给我们的,
if it is not from God,
我们也有这样的能力力量能够说我们不要。
God can still make us say that we will not accept any of this.
所以你看那个信心的道路当他与这个罗德分开以后,
so you can see this path of faith after he separated from Lot.
他就得到 支取了神的能力,
he has obtained the strength from God.
他就能够胜过外面的仇敌,
he can overcome the enemies on the outside.
而且他的得胜不只是胜过仇敌, 还能够胜过世界要给他的引诱。
Not only he can conquer the enemies of the world, he can also conquer the temptations of the world.
所以我们看到在信心的开始这一段,
so we can see the beginning of faith,
就是能够答应神的呼召。
We can answer to the calling of God.
让神负责我们的一切。
That God will be responsible for all everything of us.
神要把我们领到他的家。
God will lead us to his home.
让我们在那个地方跟神有美好的交通。
And there we can have good fellowship with the Lord.
我们也能够 与世界分别,
and we can be separated from the world.
能够得到神给我们的能力,
we can receive the strength from God.
所以我们从亚伯拉罕的身上可以看到这些宝贵的原则。
So we can see all these precious principles from the life of Abraham.
我们今天所生活的这样的一个时代,
Today in this age that we are living in,
有各式各样的引诱和试探。
There are different kind of temptations.
靠我们自己。
If we just rely on ourselves,
我们很难能够走上这条路。
It's very difficult for us to walk on this path.
我们就是看一些外面能看得见的。
If we can only see the things around us,
但是信心叫我们能够看见你所现在看不见的。
But faith can allow us to see things that we cannot see.
而且信心也能够叫我们能够对将来有一个荣耀的盼望。
Faith also allows us to have a glorious hope.
所以我们要在亚伯兰身上来学习怎样的走信心这条路。
So let us learn the lessons from the life of Abraham, walking on the path of faith.
愿神赐福给我们的众人。
May God bless every one of us.
我们低头一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你对我们的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for the grace that you have given us.
不是我们拣选你，是你拣选我们。
Not that we have chosen you, but you have chosen us.
你召我们来跟随你。
You call us to follow you.
我们感谢你。
We want to thank you.
像我们这样不配的人。
We are so unworthy people.
神竟然爱我们。
God even love us.
要把我们磨成你儿子的形象。
That we can be conformed to the image of his son.
叫我们能够与你同工。
That we can work with you.
叫我们能够在你的荣耀里头有份。
And that we can participate in your glory.
这是一个何等大的事情。
This is a great thing.
这是一个何等大的祝福。
And this is a great blessing.
主哦，但是我们心灵固然愿意，肉体常常是软弱。
Even though our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
求主使我们的心常常能够来归向你。
May the Lord turn our hearts to you.
我们在什么地方跌倒的，叫我们在什么地方还能够起来。
Wherever we fall, we should rise up from there.
我们在这条路上继续在信心里头来跟随你。
And in faith, we continue to follow you in this path.
求主你施恩祝福。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.